the original thought was these people who come in that are so sick that they're put on breathing machines, medically induced comas and sedating drugs, things like that, that they have a hard time coming out of it. And so they were experiencing delusions and hallucinations, and they used to call it ICU psychosis. And what we found out in the late 90s-ish is that it happens all across the hospital.
What is it about the setting in the hospital that brings this on?
What we think is, a lot of times, especially with older adults, is you take them out of their normal routine. We put them in a place where they don't recognize a lot of the people. We've got a different nurse every 12 hours, different doctors that come see you on different days. There's always noise going on, so it just disturbs their normal pattern.
It doesn't affect everyone who goes into the hospital.
Right.
So it's got to be a bit more than change of routine.
Severity of illness and the treatment plans that you have as well. We're still learning a lot about it on a daily basis.
Do healthcare providers take this subject as seriously as they should? Because I know I've seen some reports where maybe some nurses thought, well, it's just one of those things that comes around, but it'll pass.
Right. And a lot of physicians are still of that mindset too, physicians and nurses both. So we're trying to kind of break that barrier that, you know, 30 to 40% of the time this is preventable. It's something we need to look at with all of our patients as they come into the hospital. And so now in our healthcare system, our nurses are screening every patient every shift for signs and symptoms of delirium.
What are they that we know of at this point?
Rapid change in their normal mental status. So that's kind of the key difference between delirium and dementia. Mm-hmm. Whereas dementia is a progressive decline in your cognition, and delirium is very sudden onset, and it can change from shift to shift.
So it can come and go that quickly.
Yes, rapid cycles. And then there's inability to logically follow.
Does delirium end or pass with discharge from the hospital?
No, most of the time. They don't return to their baseline cognition when they recover.
But delirium can be prevented. Baylor has been studying this.
We did a study implementing Dr. Sharon Inouye's Hospital Elder Life Program, and it's essentially a multi-component prevention program. So she taught them how to do a certain set of interventions with patients based on the patient, how they screened, what we felt like they needed.
Interventions such as?
There's a daily visitor intervention where they go in and make sure the patient knows where they are and why they're here. Most of our hospital rooms have a whiteboard in the room, and it has the date and who their nurse is and who their doctor is, and sometimes procedures that they're having that day. There's usually like a pain scale. So the volunteers make sure that that board is updated for the day. There's a therapeutic activities, the fun intervention. They might play games with patients. They also do reminiscing activities.
And you do all of this before signs of delirium come on? Or?
Yes. We want to prevent it, because once a patient is in delirium, it's difficult to treat and bring them back out.
It sounds like, I'm just listening to this, when people enter the hospital, if their family or friends will stop by, it sounds like those visits can play even more of a role in preventing delirium than we thought.
The familiar faces, the familiar conversation, even especially if you're going to have a prolonged hospitalization, your family member is going to be in the hospital for a long time, bring pictures from home. Make sure they have their dentures, make sure they have their glasses, make sure they have their hearing aids. All of those things are key to prevention for delirium.
Making sure what life is as normal as possible.
Yes.
Megan Wheeler, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.